Housing migrant children along the U.S.-Mexico border is not only a major policy debate, it's also a big business. For one charity, Southwest Key, housing migrant children has translated to $1.7 billion in federal grant money over the past 10 years. And in 2017, the group's chief executive, Juan Sanchez, made $1.5 million. A report published over the weekend in the New York Times detailed Southwest Key's financial practices and how the organization has exploited a lack of government oversight to profit off of the border crisis in recent years. Kim Barker is one of the reporters who investigated Southwest Key for the New York Times, and she's here with us in studio. Kim, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So give us a sense for how many shelters does Southwest Key run? And we started hearing about this a lot, I think, over the summer, right? They became sort of a household name. Tell us who they are and how many shelters they have around the country.
Well, over the summer, at their maximum, they had 26 shelters, all in Texas, Arizona, and California, housing probably about 5,800 migrant children. And two of those have since been shut down. So now they have 24 shelters throughout those three states. And their story is a story of a nonprofit that started about 30 years ago, founded by this man, Juan Sanchez, specifically to try to keep juveniles out of prisons, out of jails, right? And to keep them in the community and to help juveniles. And then at some point, it entered the shelter business, and that's where it derives most of its money from now.
So this is a billion-dollar, almost $2 billion business. Sanchez, who you mentioned, was paid $1.5 million running the organization. For those of us who, including myself, who are not as familiar, is that a typical salary for running a nonprofit charity?
It's not a typical salary for running a nonprofit. And, there are outliers and folks who even make more than that, who run hospitals and medical facilities. But for a charity that exists on taxpayer dollars, this salary is just far outside the median.
So what's that issue here? Southwest does receive federal funding.
Yes.
What is that issue in terms of what did your investigation uncover? Is it that these funds are being misused or that they're not being appropriated to where they need to be?
Well, we looked a lot at how they run their shelters and who owns those shelters. And when you're looking at a nonprofit, it's important to see whether they actually own the buildings or who's getting the rent for those particular buildings. So that's something that the story takes a long look at. In its last tax return, they spent $25 million on occupancy, on rent. That's a lot of money. And so we looked at who was getting that money and the different developers that Southwest Key was working with. And one of those shelters is, in fact, owned in part by Mr. Sanchez and by his chief financial officer, which is also one of those things that raised red flags for us and for the charity experts we talked to. They have for-profit companies they run as well that pay very high management fees back to the charity. And there's just a lot of money sloshing around in there. They're sitting on more than $61 million as of their last tax return. Just cash, just sitting on it. And that's a lot of money extra left over from these federal grants.
So that's $61 million in federal grants that could be used to do what right now? Actually take care of these kids, maybe provide them with legal services, all that stuff.
Sure,
right?
Sure. But it has to have federal oversight. There's got to be somebody looking at how the money is spent. And it's not up to me as a reporter to say, well, they could be doing this with it, because they actually have contracts that say what they're supposed to be doing with it. And that, I think, is the real question. Where has the federal government been in this? And we certainly know from our reporting that the government has started taking a look at how this money is spent, right? They shut down one charity's shelters back in February, and that was a charity called International Educational Services. And we know the FBI is investigating that charity as well for doing, some similar things, paying higher than the salary cap that is supposed to be allowed for migrant shelter grants, and also, doing property dealings with themselves. And I believe, at least they say, they're looking at this now, and we'll just have to see what happens from that. But I think for a long time, this was seen as a crisis in housing them. Where do we put these kids, right? And it seems like there just wasn't a lot of checking as to what happens next and what happens with the money. And that's really what we were trying to look at.
And there seems to be a lot of concern, like you said, over where do we put the kids?
Yeah.
But if there's all this money in the bank, or so to speak, then I'm curious about how this is being doled out. The other issue with Southwest Key is that there have been a few physical and sexual abuse allegations against shelter employees.
Yes.
The Times has also covered this previously. Is there any connection there? Is there any government oversight over that area? If there is isn't any oversight over the money. Who has oversight over what's happening to these children?
It's a really good question. You have, in fact, there were recent stories about the fact that, you know, doing background checks for the workers at the tent city in Texas just isn't that much of a priority because we got to get this thing running, right? And you have the sense that there was just some playing loose, fast and loose with the rules a little bit in Arizona, where Southwest Key got in trouble for missing a deadline to submit proof of background checks. And that got them in trouble with the state and eventually led to an agreement where they shuttered two of their shelters. But you have to wonder if they're not checking folks as thoroughly as possible, whether certain people can slip into work there, because it's obviously a very vulnerable population, right? You've got migrant kids, many of whom don't speak English at all. Who are they going to call if something goes wrong? And I think that is a real question. We have no idea, in fact, what goes on inside the shelters because you can't get inside them. You know, they're shelters for children.
And the reporting has shown, and it was saying that this, Sanchez in particular and Southwest Key are really key, no pun intended,
right,
to this issue that we're having at the border. How important is their relationship with the Trump administration and moving forward?
Well, they definitely grew a lot during the Obama administration, and they've worked very closely with every single administration, and that seems to have continued.
Kim Barker is a reporter for The New York Times. Kim, thanks again.
Thank you.
And we should mention that The New York Times reached out to Southwest Key as part of its reporting. A spokesperson for the nonprofit told The Times that the investigation had led Southwest Key to review its management practices. The spokesperson also said the organization could have handled its business better, but that there was, quote, no desire to game the system.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.